Good afternoon, and welcome to KILJ's Focus Program. I'm Lisa Grillo. Every Sunday, we bring you an in-depth look at interesting events, news, and information. April transitions into May this week, and these spring months bring mushroom hunting, planting flowers, graduations, and plans for summer. Last week, KILJ News featured a couple of events focused on historic preservation. A historic preservation project nearly 2 years in the making is nearing completion in Lowell, Iowa, along the banks of the Skunk River. The effort centers on preserving a nearly 200-year-old millstone that has now been carefully moved to higher ground and reset into a cut stone monument base. The work was highlighted during an event held the morning of April the 23rd at Stevenson's Park. The restoration project is led by the Mount Pleasant James Harlan Chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution, or DAR. The early 19th century French Bure millstone was originally used in a mill in Pioneer Lowell during the 1830s. In 1930, the stone was placed on a monument along the Skunk River by the James Harlan DAR Chapter and the John C. DAR Chapter of New London. Over time, years of severe weather, flooding, and even a fallen tree damaged the original monument. Through grants and coordinated funding, the DAR oversaw the construction of a new monument using Anamosa limestone. Henry County Conservation Officer Caleb Waters, the Conservation Department, and others assisted by preparing the large base required to support the heavy stone. The millstone has since been lifted into a specially cut groove in the monument, and the original brass plaque describing the mill's history will be mounted to the stone. The James Harlan Daughters of the American Revolution chapter is preparing a broader history of the mills at Lowell and plans to host a public rededication ceremony for the monument at a later date. Historians at the Dover Museum in New London will be consulted as part of the historical presentation. The Lowell site marks the location of Henry County's first mills. Settlement in the area followed the defeat of Chief Blackhawk in 1832 and the Blackhawk Purchase in 1833. In 1837, early settlers Hiram Smith and James Caudill built one of the first mills along the river to grind grain and saw wood, laying the foundation for the growth of the village that would eventually be named Lowell. A local effort is underway to preserve the history of Salem, Iowa for future generations. The Salem History Book Committee has announced plans to publish a second edition of Place of Peace, Memories of Salem, Iowa. The original book is outdated and no longer easily reproduced due to changes in printing technology. The updated edition will include both historical content from the original book and new information covering the years 1996 through 2026. Committee members say they've already begun gathering and organizing materials for the expanded publication. Plans call for printing 250 copies of the book in a hardcover edition. The total cost of printing is estimated at $11,000. To help cover these costs, the committee is seeking sponsors at levels ranging from $100 to $1,000. Sponsors will receive special recognition in the front section of the book. Pre-orders will also be offered. The new edition is expected to be printed by late August and available during Salem's Old Settlers Celebration. Anyone interested in sponsoring the project can send contributions to the Salem Library. Checks should be made payable to the Salem History Book Committee. Henry County Heritage Trust has announced programs and events for May through October this year. Please access their website at henrycountyheritagetrust.org for full details. And just so you know, the Heritage Center Museum is open on Saturdays from 1 to 4. The IW Archives Room is open on Mondays from 10 to 2. And the Van Allen House is open on the first Saturday of each month from 1 to 4. Coming up in May, on Saturday, May 2nd, the Van Allen House will be open. On Saturday, May the 9th, enjoy Rosie the Riveter. And on Friday, May the 22nd, from 9 to 1, a tag sale, including mostly books. You'll find Henry County Heritage Trust at 403 West Madison Street in Mount Pleasant. Thank you for joining KILJ Radio for this week's Focus Program. I'm Lisa Grillo. Have a great week.